Okay, let's hope that my computer isn't going to lose this recording. I'm back in the studio, back in my closet slash studio back in Colombia. Yes, I made it back into Colombia. I guess I want to tell you about what has transpired since the previous note and what my situation is, and then also thank the very many of you who have shown concern and who have reached out to help and stuff. Right now it is midnight. I got up at about 5 this morning and got on a couple of planes and came here to Colombia and got a tourist stamp. Now, since the last time that I was talking about this issue of having my visa rejected, certainly a lot of people reached out. They had advice. They connected me with people. It seemed like surely there must be something you can do to overturn this decision, this erroneous decision to reject my visa. Now, I spoke to a consulate, I spoke to many lawyers, I spoke to the director of visas himself on the phone, and that conversation went pretty much like this. Hi, I think you rejected my visa and it was a mistake. Okay, yeah, let me look up your passport number, and I give him my passport number. And then all of a sudden he got really defensive and was like, yeah, this is privileged information. It's confidential. We don't have to tell you. Which to me is the reason that I would give if I had no reason at all. So that is the thing they can do. They can have no reason to reject your visa. So my visa ran out. I lost my 2 years of continuity towards 5 years towards residency, and now I am back in Colombia, but I'm merely a tourist. So I have basically 90 days here. I should be able to get another 90 days after that 90 days, and that will get me close to the end of the year. But it's definitely going to be this thing that's hanging over me the whole time is that I'm not a resident. Every time I fly here, I have to show proof of an exiting flight, just to enter the country to prove that I will be leaving. And yeah, I'm really not, I'm just a tourist at the place that I call home, which is a strange feeling that I haven't yet gotten to process yet, along with all of the kind of feelings of betrayal and kind of anger that I feel about the whole situation. But I'm glad to have gotten back into the country. And I want to thank everybody who has reached out to help. And specifically, we got a lot of new Patreon backers. And I'll be thanking all these people in the intros, but I did also already record quite a few intros because I was going on this trip and I got really wanted to get ahead of things in case I wasn't able to get back in the country, and I wanted to keep the studio quality without knowing that I was going to have a studio. So anyway, Mason Green, Stephen Carbaugh, Arm Sadavorn, John Mitchell, Cesar Pena, Jennifer Gardner of the Rome Howell podcast, who she interviewed me. And then Jeffrey Mason, who edited his pledge from $15 to $25. You'll start hearing his name in the credits as one of the top supporters, along with Arif Akhtar. And then David Junca for his one-time pledge. And you can do one-time pledges if you don't want the commitment of contributing every month. Then a one-time pledge helps as well. When you're listening to this show a lot, it's like you're having coffee. Just consider it like buying me a coffee or something. But anyway, thank you so much to all of these people. There's also been people offering to donate cryptocurrencies. I have set up some QR codes and some cryptocurrency receive addresses for Bitcoin and Ethereum and then Monero, all on, and those are going to be in the show notes at katavi.net and on the blog home at katavi.net/podcast. So I really appreciate that support. Just because I'm back in Colombia, that certainly doesn't mean that I don't still need it, especially because I will definitely be having to spend some time out of the country. It's going to require some travel. Got to do another visa application in 6 months, and hope for the best. And yeah, it's just going to be one of these things that's kind of hanging over my head, which is kind of comes with the territory as an expat. But I really tried to make the commitment here and to this place, investing in it not only monetarily, but you know, just really considering it my home. And so it's unfortunate to merely be a tourist, but it's nice to be here as well. And yes, I know that I'm aware that this is how a lot of people feel when they try to visit the United States. I mean, I know that my girlfriend and I, we tried to get her a visa to visit the United States a couple of years ago, and she was denied for that. So she's not allowed to visit the United States. Of course, I have plenty of people just telling me that I should just get married. I've never really wanted to get married. I'm not really into that, but it might be an option. I guess this is, sometimes bureaucracy is sometimes it's difficult to operate in the bureaucracy that is the real world without such things. So that's it. I can't really process everything right now. It's definitely, this experience is going to affect me in some way. I'm not exactly sure how yet. I certainly feel slighted and betrayed, by the country of Colombia, and I know that it's not personal. It's just the way that bureaucracy works sometimes. So it's good to be back here. I'm very, very tired right now, so I'm not the best at stringing together words at the moment, but I wanted to capture the freshness of this moment of getting back and not being sure that I was going to make it back here. And I wanted to update you as soon as I could about the situation, because I know a lot of you have expressed your concern. So thank you so much for that concern. Thank you so much for that help. And you should keep getting podcast episodes as if nothing ever happened. All right. Good night or good morning.